Welcome to Christians Community Center of Los Angeles, or as we love to call it, 3CLA, the Church for Truth Seekers. The word of truth that you are about to hear is from Apostle Will T. Washington. Our prayer is that you take that truth and apply it to your life with power and authority. For more information about 3CLA and other teaching opportunities, please visit us at our website at 3CLA.org. We also encourage you to do as 2 Timothy 2:15 states, you must study to show yourself approved under God, Yahweh, a workman, needing not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Shalom.
Maybe seated. Just want to acknowledge those who are joining us on streaming in Spanish and in English. Thank you for being with us today. Hopefully you will receive something that will help you throughout this week. Now we have been talking about it. I'm going to get into it right away because our time is a little shorter than it normally is. So we will get right in it. We are talking about the tabernacle. And then in doing that, we are learning some things about Yahweh's plan for salvation. Would you put up the tabernacle, please? The Mishkan, the dwelling place of Yahweh in the earth. This Mishkan, of course, we have said, is the gospel preached by Yahweh nearly 5,000 years ago. Now, it's not the only gospel that was preached, because there was a gospel preached down in Egypt, a Mizraim, when Yahweh told them to take a lamb of 1 year old and kill that lamb and take the blood and place it upon the doorpost of their houses. That was the gospel being preached down in Mizraim. And we found out that there is, through this tabernacle, that there is but one way to God. There's not two ways. There's not a Baptist way or a Methodist way or your way. There's just one way. And that's why. And Yeshua, remember that the Hebrews or the Yehudim was versed in this tabernacle. So when Yeshua says, I am the door to the sheepfold, he was talking about this tabernacle. When he said, I am the way, he was talking about this tabernacle. So we have come and we have gone to the altar of the offering of a burnt offering. We are now at the brazen laver. And I want us to put that, well, let me say one thing before I put that up. When you come in here, that is an indication that you have heard that there's something or someone in here that is able to save your soul. Amen. And you come in here. And the first place you come is the altar burnt offering, which is a type of the cross. And we have showed you all that. You want to go back over that, you can. We have tapes on that. And this is telling us what are the steps to salvation. You must stop at the cross. Because at the cross you see how sinful sin is that Yahweh would give his only begotten son to save wretches like us. And if you don't think you're a wretch, then you are just misinformed about who you are. You are a wretch, and God gave his son to save you. You ought to think about that. You ought to think about what that means. We are now at the golden laver, and I want you to put that up. The word laver simply means a basin with two cups. We have a cup beneath and a cup above. First Corinthians said that I want you to know that all of our fathers was baptized in the cloud and in the sea. They were baptized from above and from beneath. This speaks of two baptisms, water baptism, and the top ring speaks of Holy Ghost baptism. The Holy Ghost is spoken of as water in the Bible also. Yeshua said, he that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his or her belly shall flow rivers of living water. Said he was talking about the Holy Ghost. Now I said, last week, that you can't separate these two. Wherever Holy Ghost baptism is talked about, water baptism is talked about. Wherever water baptism is talked about, Holy Spirit baptism. Now, last week we was at Acts 2, and that is the first outpouring of the Holy Ghost. Yeshua told them, don't leave Jerusalem until you are baptized with power from on high. And that power was the Holy Ghost. And on the day of Pentecost, they were all in one place on one accord, and suddenly there was a sound like a rushing mighty wind that filled all the houses where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongue like as a fire, and set upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave utterance. Now when this occurred, there was a lot of confusion. There's folks standing around watching and hearing, and someone made the comment, these men are drunk. And so Kepha stood up and he said, these men are not drunk as you suppose. But this is that was spoken of by the prophet Joel. Joel 2:28 said, in the last days said, Yahweh, I will pour out of my spirit on all flesh. And Kepha said, this is that. So they're speaking in tongue with the Holy Ghost coming up on you was that Joel talked about. You get that? See, you got to start putting this together. I know some of you haven't been around long enough to put all this together. So I'm trying to help you. Now, you can use what I say and research me. And if I made a mistake, I'll give you $50 for every mistake I make. You know, if you think I make a lot of mistakes, you don't have to work no more. Just come and get your $50 every time. So he said, this is that. That was spoken of by the prophet Joel. In the last day said, Yahweh, I pour out my spirit on all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. And he actually repeated verbatim what Joel had said nearly 500 years ago. Hallelujah. So then Kepha went on to preach to them, Yeshua. And the Bible said, when he had finished, they said unto him, men and brethren, what shall we do? And here's the message that Kepha gave them. Now, we went over this, so I don't have to take you there. He said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Yeshua Mashiach. Now, I know your English Bible said Jesus. There has never been a man named Jesus on the face of the earth. You find me a Jesus and I'll give you $100. A historical Jesus in that time. He said, be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Yeshua Mashiach. Right? And then he wants to say, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. You see how they both came together? If you are baptized in the name of Yeshua, you must receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. You can't separate them. Now, from Acts 2, now I only want to teach people who want to learn. If you don't want to learn, I'll give you time to go. Because I'm not going to, you know. And so what Kepha said to them, this prompt is unto you and unto your children and those that are far off, as many as Yahweh our God shall call. So he said to the Yehudi that this promise is unto you, and this is talking about the Hebrew, is unto your children, is unto them that are far off. When the Hebrew talks about them that are far off, he's talking about the Gentiles. And then if you don't believe that, he added something else. As many as Yahweh our God shall call. So everyone who say they're saved must have been baptized in Yeshua's name and filled with the Holy Ghost, speaking in tongues. Now, every account of the Holy Ghost baptizing people and they speak it in tongues, every time water baptism is done without the speaking in tongues, when you're baptized in water and you have not got the Holy Ghost yet, the apostles commanded that you receive the Holy Ghost. They made sure. If you were baptized in the Holy Ghost, they made sure you were baptized in water. Let's look at Acts 10. Acts 10, 44. Somebody said it. Who said that? Minister Scott. Now here in Acts 10, let me set it up for you. There was a Roman centurion. And if you know anything about Bible history of that time, Rome had took over Jerusalem. And the Romans were stationed there in Jerusalem. And a centurion, they said, some used to say over 500 men, but I think a centurion had a 80 legionnaires under his under his control. This man, Cornelius, who was a Gentile, had a dream and saw a vision of a man coming to him and telling him how to get saved. And he was told who the man was. The man was Cephas. And so he sent for Cephas and come and preach to us, help us. I had a dream and I want to know what it meant. So Cephas went down, and Cephas was under the understanding that only Ephraim or Yehudims had this salvation. He was under that impression that it was only for the Yehudim. Now, when I say Yehudim, you might know them as Jews. But there's no such thing as a Jew, because there's no J in the Hebrew language. And if anybody get mad about that, pardon me, excuse me, that is not anti-Semitism. That is the truth. There is no such thing as Jews. And so Cephas was amazed. And so he said, I perceive that Yahweh is no respecter person. Amen. That anyone who would believe or accept. And so he preached that message to them, and watch this, the 44th verse of the 10th chapter. While Cephas yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all them which heard the word, and they of the circumcision which believe were astonished. Now watch this. They were amazed. They didn't think these Gentiles could get this. As many as came with Cephas, because that on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost. Now how did they know that? 46th verse. For they heard them speak with tongues and magnify Yahweh. Then answered Kepha. See, the Yehudim was amazed, because this was supposed to be for them and them alone. But they knew they had the Holy Ghost because what? They heard them speak with tongues and magnify Yahweh. Then answered Kepha, Can any man forbid water that these should not be baptized, which have received the Holy Ghost as well as we? So they received the Holy Ghost, and then Kepha said, can we withhold baptism from these? Because as I've told you, the cup at the top and the cup at the bottom, water baptism and Holy Ghost baptism goes together. They come in one package. You can't have one without the other. People who tell you that when you believe, and we'll see that a little later on, that you receive the Holy Ghost as soon as you believe, is not scripture. And those who told you that baptism don't amount to nothing, they're not in scripture. Now watch it, 48 verse. And he what?
Commanded.
He what?
Commanded
them to be baptized in the name of, it says the Lord, but you know, to them the Lord was Yeshua. To be baptized in the name of Yeshua. Then prayed they him to tarry a little bit. Now, I'm hurrying through because I got some other stuff I need to show you. Acts 19 will talk to us about being water baptized first and then being Holy Ghost baptized. Look at Acts 19. And we will start at the first verse. And it came to pass that while Apollos was at Corinth, Shaul, having passed through the upper coast, came to Ephesus, and finding certain believers, disciples are believers. Okay, so just sort of put believers there. Learners of Yeshua, believers in Yeshua. He said unto them, he saw them, but he saw something else. That they didn't have what believers should have. They didn't have that spark that believers should have. He said unto them, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? Kappa didn't believe folks had the Holy Ghost when they believed. If he had, then he would not have asked the question. Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? He was not questioning whether they were believers or not. His question was, have you received the Holy Ghost? And they said unto him, we have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. Right away he knew that they had been preached the gospel by someone who had got it from somebody else about Yeshua, but it certainly didn't come from the apostles, because the apostles, they would have explained to them everything. And he said unto them, unto what then were you baptized? Now he's going to go to water baptism. How were you baptized? And they said, unto Johanan's baptism. If you remember, Johanan was preaching Yeshua. Right? He said, when he passed by, he said, that's the Lamb of God. Right? He was preaching Yeshua. So these people believe Johanan is preaching. So they said, we were baptized under Johanan's baptism. How did Johanan baptize? He baptized unto repentance. That was his message. Repent and turn to God. So they were baptized unto repentance. Now watch this. Then said Shaul, Yohanan verily baptized with the baptism of what?
Repentance.
Saying unto the people that they should believe on him, which should come after him, that is, on Mashiach Yeshua. When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of Yahushua. And when Shaul had laid his hand, now watch this, they got water baptized. And when Shaul had laid his hands upon them, the Holy Ghost came on them, and they spake with tongues and prophesied. Now, if that's not enough for everyone to see, then you are willingly ignorant. Because it's there. Now, let's go back to the tabernacle. Well, let's look at the labor first. Then we go to the tabernacle. You have, or the believer have received baptism from below and baptism from above. They are now qualified. Go to the tabernacle to enter the Mishkan, the church. Now, if you don't believe this was the church, you should read Acts 7:31. It talks about Moshe being in the church in the wilderness. So this was a type of the church. Now, once you have come to the cross and you have received Yeshua and his blood for the remission of your sin, and you have come to the labor and you have been baptized in water and you have been baptized in the Holy Spirit speaking in tongues, now you are qualified to enter the Mishkan. That's some wonderful stuff in there. But I don't want us to go in right now. I have seen so many believers who have entered in not knowing what they have entered into. I have seen so many who don't even know who they are. I have seen many that don't understand the responsibilities of entering into the Mishkan. So many don't understand their relationship to God. So therefore, they take it very lightly. I'm saved. But if you look at their life on Facebook, you would not know they were saved. I mean, I am amazed. Someone gave me a glimpse at Facebook. I call it Spacebook. Because they out in space. This person is writing on Facebook, showing pictures of particular people in bathing suits. And it said, N-word, no. That's saved, folks. Yeah, it's both. Now, they're not doing this intentionally. It's simply they do not know what they have entered into. They do not know who they really are. They do not know what their responsibilities are. And they do not know what their relationship should be with Yeshua. And the prophet said, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. When you come into the church and you don't know who you are, your responsibilities are, what relationship you should have with Yahweh or Yeshua. You're destined to make mistakes. So before we go in, let's talk about some stuff. Is that all right? Before we go in, let's talk about some stuff. Because we cannot go on and proclaim the name of Yeshua and build the kingdom of Yahweh in the way we're going on now. It's not possible. Hebrews 12. You call it Hebrews. And let's start. Should we start at 18? Let's start at 18 verse. For you are not come unto the mountain. It said mount, but mountain, that might be touched, and that burn with fire, nor unto blackness and darkness and tempest. What he's talking about, Yahweh called the children of Israel to the mountain, and he was going to give them his word, his law. When they got to the mountain was shaking. The mountain was on fire, and smoke was upon the mountain, and the dark blackness of the dark clouds was upon the mountain. He said, but you have not come to this. These were God's people who did not have the Holy Ghost. They did not know Yeshua, but they wanted to know God. But we'll see here, that's an impossibility. And the sound of trumpet, what happened? Trumpets began to blow, and they weren't blowing. Trumpets began to blow, and it became louder and louder and louder. And the voice of words, they heard God speak. Which voice they that heard entreated that the word should not be spoken to them anymore. They said, we don't want to hear God anymore. We thought we wanted to hear God, but we can't take this word of God. We can't take it. And so they said to Moshe, don't let God talk to us anymore. See, if you don't have the Holy Ghost, if you're not baptized in Yeshua's name, you can't bear the word of God. I used to think, man, if I could just hear from God. But you can't bear the word. Now watch this. They said, Moshe, tell you what, you stay here and you talk to God and just come back and tell us what he said. I'm going to skip the 20th and 21st verse because it's in parentheses. Did you notice that? It was in parentheses. It means it wasn't in the original text. It was added by the translator who thought it would help you make more sense out of it. But you are come unto Mount Zion. I thought you said we hadn't gotten that, Shaul. But he said, but you have come unto Mount Zion and unto the city of the living Yahweh, the heavenly Jerusalem. You're not at the natural mountain now. And to an innumerable company of angels. My brothers and sisters, you're in the presence of an innumerable company of angels when you enter that Mishkan. To the general assembly and church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to Yahweh, the judge of all, and to the spirit of just men made perfect. Ephraim would say, we are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses. There are people who have gone on before us. Men and women like us who have come to perfection in Yeshua, and they're in heaven. And we're surrounded by that. And they're cheering for you. But also, they are hurt because they see you not living like you ought to live. That you don't appreciate that you have come to the church of the living God. That you don't appreciate that you are come to heavenly Jerusalem. That you don't appreciate that you have come unto the assembly of the firstborn. That you are in the presence of an innumerable company of angels. And to the spirits of just men made perfect. And to, 424 verse, and to Yeshua, the mediator of the new covenant. See, this was that Mishkan was the old covenant. And you had to come to Moshe in the old covenant. But now you have come to Yeshua, the new covenant. You know what a covenant is? It's an agreement. It's an agreement cut in the blood of Yeshua. Every covenant had to be entered into by blood. And so you have come to Yeshua, the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel. You need to appreciate what this is. I said, what this is, right here. This is the mountain of Zion. You ought to be careful how you approach this mountain. This is right here. And every church throughout the nation that is in Yeshua's name is the city of the living Yahweh. You have come to heavenly Jerusalem. You have come to an innumerable company of angels. I see people acting in the church like it ain't nothing. The church ain't nothing. The church can't tell you nothing. Can't get you to do nothing. Because you don't know where you are. You have come to the General Assembly, the Church of the Firstborn. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, I'm in the Church of the Firstborn. The Church of the Firstborn. That is what? Written in heaven. Your name written in heaven. If you are truly understand what you have come to. 25th verse. See that ye refuse not him that speaketh. For if they escape not who refuse to hear him that spake on earth, and which they did not, they refused to hear him. They said, don't let him talk to us anymore. We don't want to hear God anymore, because when we hear God and our lives are not right, it just brings a lot of depression and all kinds of stuff upon us. He said, but if you reject him like these people did, how can you escape? And he says, refuse him not who refused him that spake on earth, much more shall not we escape if we turn away from him that speaketh from heaven. This place and every place in the world that is called in the name of Yeshua is Mount Zion, is the city of the living God, is the heavenly Jerusalem. You ought to be careful how you act in the house of Yahweh, because the Mishkan was the house of Yahweh. People don't know who or what they are. Now, they didn't know, most folk don't know where they are coming to when they enter the Mishkan. They think we're just coming to a building. We're just coming to a building. We can run there. While the preacher is preaching, we can talk. Yeah, we don't even want to hear it. We know more than him. Here. The folks that came before you is responsible for this. If you knew more, you'd have something better. Just saying. They don't know who or what they are, or what they stand for. Look at 2 Corinthians 5:16. See, I have to do this because the Holy Spirit says I have to. We don't teach the very basic most of the time because we think, folks, everybody loves God. You would think. Everybody in here loves the Lord, you would think. Wouldn't you? Well, if you're not saved, of course, you are here seeking. But if you say you are saved, you would think that, right? 14 verse. 2 Corinthians 5:14. For the love of Mashiach constraineth us, because we thus judge, that if one died for all, then were all dead. We would think that we'd figure that out, right? If Yeshua died for everybody in the world, then everybody in the world is dead. Read it again. I heard somebody say, I didn't understand that. Okay. For the love of Mashiach constraineth us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we're all dead. Amen. There is none righteous outside of Yeshua, no, not one. And that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves. Folks nowadays, they're not looking for what they can do for God. They're looking for what God can do for them. No? They're not trying to find out how they can enhance the kingdom. They trying to find a little thrill someplace for themselves. Oh, I want to feel something. If you don't feel anything yet, something wrong. I feel something all the time. Hey, I'm driving along I don't even have my radio. I don't even listen to my radio. I'm driving along. Ooh, I felt something. Huh? Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost, touch me. I don't need to go anywhere to get the touch. I got the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost touched me. Now, my hand go up. I can't help myself. Sometimes I'm driving along, both hands go up. That they should not live for themselves. I want to feel something. I ain't feeling nothing. You ain't going to ever feel nothing but a little shot of foolishness. As you think you're receiving something, you receive something because you got the Holy Ghost. And because you got the Holy Ghost is teaching you the word. As the preacher teaches the word, the Holy Ghost is showing that to you. Huh? That we should not henceforth live unto ourselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. We ought to be looking to Yeshua. How can we enhance his kingdom? How can we lift him up? How can we glorify him? How can we bring more people unto Yeshua? Wherefore, listen at this. This is the revelation. Wherefore, henceforth, know we no man after the flesh. Now, until my dying day, I'm going to teach this message. Because this is the message for today. That we know no man after the flesh. Yea, though we have known Mashiach after the flesh. He's not talking about you. He's talking about him and the rest of the apostles. They knew Yeshua after the flesh. They knew he was a Hebrew, a Yehudi. But watch this. Yet now henceforth know we him no more. Talking about after the flesh. Therefore, now here's why he said this. Therefore, if any man, somebody say woman, be in Mashiach, he or she is a what? A new creature. The Greek word is katesis, a creative act of Yahweh, a new human, a new family member in Yahweh's family, a new creature. Now watch this. If any man be in Yeshua, he or she is a new creature. Old thing. Have what? I don't act the way I used to. I don't even use the same words I used to use. I would never think about using this stuff that I told you all when we first started. Because I'm a what? Old things have what? Behold! All things are what? Become new. I don't talk the same old jive talk that I used to talk. I don't use the same old jive words that I used to use. Because I am a new creation of Yahweh. I have been created a new human being. A family member in Yahweh. Now watch this. And all things now are of Yahweh. I'm not thinking about myself now. I'm not thinking about a whole lot of foolishness. But everything is about God. Look at your neighbor, say, neighbor, is everything about God with you?
Is everything about God?
Who has reconciled us to himself in, says Bible, trust me, it's not by, in Yeshua Mashiach, and has given to us the ministry of reconciliation. He bought us to him, Yeshua did, to the mercies of Yahweh. And now that we are the family, the earthly family of Yahweh, we have been given the ministry of reconciliation, bringing other people to him. Bringing other people to him. I said bringing other people to him. And because of that, we should know this. Ephesians 2:13. I said I'll preach this until Yeshua comes. But now, in Mashiach Yeshua, you who sometimes were far off are made nigh in the blood of Mashiach. For he is our peace, who has made both what? He's talking about the Jew and the Gentile, the Yehudim and the Gentile. They have now become one. We knew Yeshua, they knew Yeshua in the flesh, but now they know him no more in the flesh. Believers are not involved in race of people. They are a new created ethnic group of their own, the family of God. They are not truly connected anymore with their racial heritage. Now, not that they don't in the flesh have that racial heritage, don't get me wrong, but that's not how they look at things. They're looking at it like, I am in the family of God. I'm a new creature. I'm a new creation. Where race don't matter. Because he's made us both what? Made us both one. And has broken down the middle walls of partition between us. There was something dividing human beings in categories. And he broke that down. Now watch how he did it. Having abolished in his flesh the enemy. The enemy of us all is racial identity. You didn't know that, did you? More killings, more hate, more poverty, more everything that you can think about negatively is because of racial identity. But God broke that down in his flesh. Even the law of commandments contained in ordinance, for to make in himself of twain, mean of two, he made what? One new man. Thereby making peace. All of the disturbances and wars and all that has to do with ethnic division. You didn't know that, did you? If we are warring in Iraq, we are warring in regards to ethnic division. If we are warring in Libya, we are warring because of ethnic division. And in America, more than anything else, all of the poverty and everything else has to do with ethnic division. But look what God has done. Look what God has done. Having abolished in his flesh the enemy, even the law of commandments contained in ordinance, for to make in himself of the two, twain mean two, one, what? One new man. This is the gospel for today. The church can never go forward as long as we're looking at it as black, white, Hispanic. It's only one. If you're truly in Yeshua, you are of a new ethnic group. And no matter what your color or what you used to be, you are now one. New man. Thereby, one new man, so making peace, that he might reconcile both unto Yahweh in one body, in the cross, through the cross, having slain the enemy. Enmity means enemy. The fleshly identification is the enemy of all mankind. From the beginning up until now, more people have died because of racial identity than anything else. God did away with that racial identity. And until we as believers understand that, we cannot go forward. When we understand that, we're just one family. Now, look at Ephesians 3:14. Stick with me for another couple of minutes. I'll be finished. For this cause, Ephesians 3:14, for this cause I bow my knee unto the Father of our Yahushua Mashiach, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is what? His name. Your name is no more Jack. Jack Jackson. Your name is Jack Yeshua. Because we have been baptized in water in Yeshua's name, we have put on Yeshua. We're all in the family. We all one big family. I would like to see us embrace that here. That we're one big family. We're not Jacksons and Jones and Copperfield. And we're all Yeshua. All Yeshua. Look at Colossians 3:9. I'm winding it up now. If you can just last a few more minutes, you'll have your... Colossians 3:9. Then we'll get ready to enter in. Lie not one to another, seeing that you have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, which is renewed and not canoed, and not back. Canoe being made new. Kanos means new. We have been made back new. Now what does that mean? We have been made like Adam was before he sinned. Adam was one race of man. And so we have been renewed back to what the original man was, which is renewed in the knowledge after the image of him that created him. Now we have taken on a new image. And knowledge is oidai. We could use genosko, but genosko has the idea of a progression of learning. Oidai has the idea that we have the full knowledge. We have the full knowledge of who we are now. For there is neither Greek nor Yehudim, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarians, Scythians, bond nor free, but Mashiach is all and in all. Let's go back to the cabinet. We're standing at the labor. We have been qualified to go in, but I have been trying to let you know who you are, what your responsibilities are, what your ethnic background is now, that when you enter the Mishkan, Yahweh is all in all. Now, I'm going to read you the last scripture. And this scripture you have heard many times, but now maybe you can understand it better. Ephraim 10. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Yeshua, by a new and living way, which he has consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, through his flesh. And having a high priest over the house of Yahweh, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed in pure water. Now you understand that now? We have been baptized from above and from beneath. And so the call is, having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Yeshua, by a new and living way, which he has consecrated for us through the veil. That is to say, through his flesh. Go back to the Mishkan. We had a right to just go right in. Remember, once we were baptized with the Holy Ghost from above and water from beneath, we had a right to go in. But I wanted us to think about some things before we enter here. Because when we enter here, the first thing we're going to see that God is all in all. God is all in all. You cannot enter here and serve here effectively if you have some ulterior motives. You can't serve here effectively if you got your own program. You can't serve here effectively unless you have denied yourself. Because in the church, Yahweh is all in all. Now, you might not treat this church like that, but it is what it is, regardless of how you treat it. It is what it is. And here, Yahweh Shua is all in all. It's not about you. It's not about me. It's not about any of us. It's all about Yeshua. It's all about Yahweh. It's all about him. If we believe that, we will stop all the division, stop all the tricky backdoor stuff. Because you're in mortal danger when you enter the church. And you got your own clothes on. You must have Yeshua on when you enter. Because here is where we serve Yahweh in Yeshua. Huh? That's all we do there. We serve Him. For sure. I'm distressed when I see those who claim to be in the church and have their own program, have their own mind. You can't tell them nothing. You can't discuss nothing. You can't give them any direction. They know everything. And they don't even realize where they are. You're in the church of the living God. I thank Him that He saved me. I don't want to be like I used to be. Huh? I have laid down all of that. I don't want to be like I used to be. Oh, I used to be a humdinger. And some of you all here are still a humdinger. Yeah, I used to be a humdinger. They said to me, some of my friends who had known me in the world, they said, anybody but you. We know you. I don't know how you got to be saved. But it's all about Him. It's all about Him. If I live for Him. If I die, I die in Him. It's all about Him. My brothers and sisters, we are in the church of Yahweh. We are in the church of the firstborn. We are in heavenly Jerusalem. We have come to Mount Zion. But we don't have to fear like they had to fear when they went to the mountain. Because God has fixed us. And the only way that we're still in our own self is that we are fighting against the Holy Spirit. Please surrender. Please surrender to God. Let Him be all in all. Father Yahweh, we come to You in the blessed name of Yeshua, HaMashiach, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. We thank You for what You have done in salvation, that You have broken down the middle walls of partition, and You have made us all one. You have created a new human being, the sons and daughters of Yahweh. We thank You for the information. I ask that You place it in the hearts of the believers here to surrender. To surrender all to You and enter into Your rest where they don't have to work their own. The church of Yeshua, church of the living God, can go forward bringing in all the lost before the end comes. We thank You for that in Yeshua's mighty name. Amen. Keep your head bowed. There might be somebody here today that says, you know, I want to be saved.